really as a story that follows me in my legal action against Southwest Water for their sewage pollution of our beach here in Exmouth. However, it grows into a much bigger story about all the individuals and communities and bigger organisations that are all fighting for clean water. And it's very hopeful. It's, I think, it's very inspiring. In the wake of Dirty Business, which was really hard-hitting, really hard to watch, but I think an essential watch. I think people need to watch it and understand what's really going on behind the scenes in the water industry. And it's tragic. It's really sad. But it doesn't leave you at the end with anything positive to go forward with. That's not a criticism. It's a different type of film. When you come to Joe in the Water, in the wake of Dirty Business, it's a complete counterbalance to Dirty Business. It, I hope, really will help inspire people to believe that they can help to make a difference, that they can join this fight for clean water. They don't have to do anything huge. Every little thing, cumulatively and collectively, makes a difference. And it's not even just in the Southwest. It is around the entire coastline, all our rivers, our lakes. They're all affected by sewage pollution. In the Southwest, obviously, that's where I live. That's where my fight began. And my fight is particularly against Southwest Water, my legal fight. But we have to fight all of the water industries, really, because they're all equally bad. Everywhere is equally bad. My legal case started when I realised that I couldn't go swimming when I wanted to because of the sewage pollution. However, it simply isn't just about, you know, little old me not being able to go swimming. This is so huge. This is all about our environment, our ecosystems, the importance of clean water, not just here, but to the entire planet. If we don't look after our seas and our rivers, then we're stuffed. Our lives, every single person on this planet, all our lives are dependent on having clean oceans. And I would really encourage people to come and see it, not because I'm in it. It is a beautiful film. It is a love letter to Exmouth. It just shows the beauty of Exmouth and then obviously the whole Southwest. And I hope will help people to understand how important it is to fight to protect it. We've been doing Q&A sessions at the end of every screening. They're always a really, really lively conversation, really interesting. People are on board. But they're showing us in the Q&As that they have been affected by the film and that they are wanting to take action if they haven't taken action already. And that's really encouraging. That's huge. If that's the impact that the film is having, then it's a success. The group legal action against Southwest Water that's being led by the lawyers Lee Day has now been extended beyond Exmouth and Budleigh here, across the Southwest, and Newquay is one of the places that's now included in that group legal action. So at the moment, there are over 100 people who have already signed up to that in Newquay. It would be amazing if every single person in the area who is affected by Southwest Water's sewage pollution could join that legal action. If they just Google Lee Day Southwest Water, they will find the place where they need to sign up. We just want as many people as possible. Everybody is affected by it. You know, if you can't walk your dog on the beach like you used to, if you can't swim like you used to, or paddleboard, or windsurf, or kitesurf, or whatever it is that you like to do in or on or by the water, if you've been affected by the sewage pollution, join that legal action.